News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
European Parliament will today vote on whether Ursula von der Leyen will serve a second term as President of the European Commission. Despite being part of a coalition of parties that is supporting Ms von der Leyen, none of Fianna Fáil's four MEPs will vote for her re-election in a move that has been criticised by Fine Gael. And Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin, joins us this morning. Barry, first of all, why are you voting not to support Ursula von der Leyen?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, I've obviously given it a lot of thought, and during the election campaign, I made a very solemn commitment that I wouldn't be supporting her candidacy if she was put forward by the council, and I'm going to stick to that. And I based my decision on the way that she's conducted European foreign policy, particularly around Gaza, but there are also other issues around migration and various deals she's done with autocratic countries in North Africa, and also on climate backsliding, which is really worrying for me because the next 5 years is what we're voting on. And over the last 6 months, we have seen the way she has given in to right-wing points of view. So I'm quite clear on how I'm going to vote. There's been quite a lot of pressure from the Irish government, which is fine. We've really borne those issues in mind. I think they're really sort of concentrating on the question of the allocation of portfolios.
Well, this is one of the issues for Ireland.
It's not a compelling enough argument.
So Michael McGrath is obviously, we've put him up as our next EU commissioner. The role he gets is within her gift. Us voting and his own party voting against her will not necessarily enamour him to her. So do we risk now having our EU commissioner put in some kind of backwater portfolio?
No, I don't think so. I think, in fairness to Ursula von der Leyen, she's not going to distribute portfolios on anything other than the merit and the
political allegiances are real, Barry. In fairness,
no, but she's a candidate. All of the commissioners are going to have to work together for 5 years. She wouldn't be so foolish to punish a member state for the votes of individual MEPs. This is a democratic institution. We've all got a fresh mandate. It's in the treaties that we have a decision to make today, which is whether or not to accept the candidacy to be
put
forward.
I'm not sure I agree with you because it's his own party voting against her in the way that we're supposed to do. What will happen though if she doesn't get enough votes? Because she's the only candidate currently. I mean, is this a protest vote on your part, or do you hope that she won't be elected?
Well, I hope that she won't be elected. I think there has to be accountability for all politicians, and the damage that she's done to our reputation in the Global South, the damage she's done to international law, particularly humanitarian law, undermining rulings of the International Court of Justice, ignoring an arrest warrant that has been issued or applied for Benjamin Netanyahu by sending one of our commissioners a week later to meet Netanyahu. I mean,
and
this
Barry,
is really
just
damaging.
Just lastly, for our listeners, what happens if she's not elected? What happens then?
So if she's not elected, it's all set out in the treaties. The council, that's the 27 member state leaders, have a month to come back with another name. Now, that will happen over the month of the rest of July and August. And in September, the European Parliament will vote on a new candidate. Now, let's remember that in 2019, Ursula von der Leyen was plucked from relative obscurity to be the council candidate that was voted through at that time. So it's not unprecedented. It is unprecedented that a council nomination would be rejected.
Okay. Look, thank you for discussing that with us this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Barry Andrews there, Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.